This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, good to be with you, Payne and Pendergast. Big thanks to Heidi Watney. She was great joining us on the show. Normally at 9 o'clock, she's a sideline reporter for tonight's Astros-Mets game. You can get her on X at Heidi Watney. She's going to have a code out there, I guess, for those of you who haven't subscribed to Apple TV yet to see the game. There's a free trial. She'll have it for you on social. Yeah.
You'll all be happy to know that Jose Altuve will not be doing an in-game interview in left field.
No.
They're not going to have him mic'd up asking him various questions as he's also... Jake Meyer's trying to yell at him where to line up, and Altuve's answering a question about what his favorite color is. You don't have to worry about any of that.
Remember when Pena misplayed a pop fly last year in an Apple game where he was being interviewed?
When he was being interviewed,
during
yeah.
the game, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I had forgotten that, but now I remember, and all the rage is back.
Didn't like that at all.
So it's going to be Lindor. You don't have to worry about any Astros being the in-game interview.
Thank God. All right, Take a Mania. We normally do it at 9 o'clock on Fridays. Worst takes of the week, trying to take down the defending champion. Angelo Cataldi, the longtime host in Philadelphia at WIP. He's retired from WIP, but he still pops up on podcasts and things like that. He's been the champ now for 2 months. He's had the belt. Many an opponent, many a foe have tried to take him down with horrifically bad takes, and they've been unable to do it. Here is Angelo Cataldi the day after the Super Bowl. That's how long it's been on Andy Reid.
Let me let your audience in on a little secret, all right? Because most of the country will argue this to the death. Andy Reid is way overrated as a coach, all right? Andy Reid was in Philadelphia 14 years. He won 0 championships. Doug Peterson was here 5. He won 1. Nick Sirianni's been here 4. He won 1. The only reason Andy Reid was winning big games in KC was because he had this mastermind, Mahomes, making up plays on the run and doing brilliant stuff. The only reason Mahomes didn't do that yesterday is he had no time to do it. And Andy Reid could not figure out a way to give him time to do it. And the truth is, Mahomes is a stud. Mahomes is a great player despite yesterday. Zach, no argument. Reid, the all-time fraud of American sports is Andy Reid.
Okay, all-time fraud. That's what keeps him, that's his finishing move. That's what keeps him on top with his belt that we've given him.
Right, yeah. By his logic, Bill Belichick is an all-time fraud
all-time
as well.
Fraud. All-time
Belichick
fraud.
Went 9 years without winning a Super Bowl for one stretch of his career.
He was a fraud that whole time.
He was a fraud that whole time.
The whole time he was a fraud. All
right, he only had Tom Brady, you know, just bailing him out.
I've got three challengers today, Seth. One is a written one on Twitter. The other two are audio. So here we go. The first one is Chad Forbes, who is he's an NFL writer, puts a lot of content out there on the draft. Compared to the level of fame that Angelo Cataldi has, this is almost the equivalent of pulling somebody out of the crowd to fight Brock Lesnar. But it involves the Magnificent Gladstone, and you know that's going to trigger me every time. Chad Forbes tweeted this earlier this week. Jaguars GM James Gladstone, maybe 34 years old. The coach is bizarre, Liam Cohen, but he knows ball. What's going on in Jacksonville deserves a follow. On the right track for the first time since Tom Coughlin's first stint. Analytics meets football guys in all the right ways.
Yeah, okay, this is the problem. This is the problem with that take, is that because the Magnificent Gladstone, just because he speaks with all of these just super affectatious, that's not the right word, whatever I'm like, highfalutin terms of what, it was ironic to use that word. it was very ironic to use that word.
Yep.
Like, tries so hard to show that he's super analytical, dude. It doesn't mean that there aren't a boatload of other football teams using a lot of analytics.
Right.
He's just trying so hard. He's trying so hard. Why are they heaping praise on this guy who didn't even actually do much in the offseason other than overpay Eric Murray?
Right.
That's the thing that's so annoying about it. You're basing none of this on anything he's actually done other than the fact that he gets up and he talks like he's reinventing the game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bizarre. Is it enough to knock off Cataldi? That's the question, Seth. Is it enough to take down Cataldi saying that Andy Reid is an all-time fraud? I don't think so either.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Can he do it? Connor!
Cataldi kicks out. Yep, Cataldi. This is like 30 foes that he's had since the Super Bowl. All right, these next two are audio. I think one of these is going to come close this week. We'll see. The first one's Stephen A. Smith. This was Stephen A. Smith. This has nothing to do with LeBron James. This is Stephen A. Smith saying that the NCAA tournament is going to die if they don't have more Cinderellas moving forward.
If there was no NIL, if there was no trade portal, Shay, right? And you have zero, the mid-majors go 0-6 in the second round. Please, we ain't sweating that. But when you're able to point to rules that have been implemented that ultimately shows itself to have inflicted upon the game itself, that's dangerous. Because what you don't want is a situation where nobody has a chance because those players from the mid-majors, like y'all said, you know what, we're going to get some money from Kentucky. We're going to get some money from UConn. We're going to get some money from some other program that we can't get them in. You don't want that to be the reason you have these kind of results in the NCAA tournament. If people continue to get to point to that, then college basketball as we knew it, which to me is all about March Madness, will cease to exist.
Cease to exist.
Yeah, yeah.
The tournament will die and cease to exist.
This is one of those things where he's doing one of those things where people love to kind of point to something that's a quaint part of something and wax poetic about it and make yourself seem like you're a true scholar. You're a true fan who truly appreciates all those things. But no, it's like the big names, big schools, everything else is what drives things. And largely this year where there are no Cinderellas, lo and behold, they've got the best ratings they've had in a long time.
Yes.
It's like the people who claim they're Civil War buffs, you know? Like, it's so easy to say, well, I'm a Civil War buff, you know? And like, all right, what the hell does that even mean? You like to watch a miniseries here or there, all right?
Yeah, call me crazy. I'm pretty fired up for Duke and Alabama on Saturday night. These are the 1 and the 2 seed. You got the 1 and the 3 seed with Texas Tech and Florida. You got a bunch of big names playing tonight. I like the Cinderellas as much as anybody, but them not being there doesn't affect my enjoyment of the turn. I just enjoy it in a different way, you know? Like, it's silly. All right.
Let's be honest. Cinderella, Overrated.
Overrated.
As a fairy tale and as a dame.
That's right.
Yeah. Ultimately, really, what do you think? They're going to find happiness together? No.
Yeah.
She's going to be annoying.
Glass slippers? You bimbo? Yeah. What are you doing? Glass? That's the most uncomfortable. High heels are uncomfortable already, from what I hear. Glass slipper?
Hey, Cinderella, how about you confront your stepmother yourself instead of needing to be rescued, you know?
Yeah, thank you. All right, now that said, is that enough to take down Angelo Cataldi?
It was a pretty bad... It was a bad take just given all of... given the fact that, especially this year, he's dead wrong on it.
Yeah.
That it seems that it's not dying because of that. It might die for all of the other reasons. But no, it's just not as... Yeah.
Boy. Yeah. Cataldi is just raining
supreme.
Did
he do it? Cover!
No. He just kicked out a Stephen A. Smith finisher. All right, last one.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Last one. This is from Coach Jason Brown. If you don't know who he is, he was the coach in that... the documentary, I think it's Last Chance U is what it's called. He was the head coach. You familiar with that, Seth?
Real old school, right?
Yeah, like very
pretty
old
rough. Pretty rough, yeah.
Yeah, Last Chance U. I guess he's got a podcast now where he streams. Boy, you talk about somebody who is on the negative side when it comes to Amir Khan, if you will.
Amir Khan was the manager for McNeese State, who got NIL deals and everything for carrying a boombox and just being kind of a character.
Yeah. And he's on his way to NC State to get similar NIL monies, following Will Wade, the head coach there. So he was, for the first weekend of the tournament, he might have been the biggest story. And then him transferring and getting more NIL money was a big story as well. Coach Jason Brown is having none of this.
Look at this f***ing wobble body. Looks like a f***ing fat bumblebee walking around pocketing $100K to f***ing do what? Wear a f***ing radio out? This is an absolute f***ing slap in the face of anybody who works at going to school to get a f***ing education and a degree. And all the workers that work there. Do you think the f***ing janitor at McNeese State makes $100 large? But Amir Kali Kalalala can hang a radio around his neck and make $100K NIL money? Are you f***ing shitting me? And you think this is NIL? Now, can we all agree that this is a mockery? This kid earned an NIL bag? Do you think 6 through 12 is getting $100K that sit on the bench to play for that team? And then I got to go over here and look at Amir wearing a f***ing radio around his neck and he gets $100K and then he gets to go with this coach and follow him and get another bag? Make it make sense.
This is why this would compete heavily with Cataldi for me is that Jason Brown is doing a stream with BetUS label up there.
He's getting sponsored.
He's got sponsors.
So you're doing the thing.
Telling me is that you sitting here dog cussing this kid for 90 seconds and getting paid sponsorship money to do it is any less stupid than him getting paid to stick a Tick Pick label or a Buffalo Wild Wings label on a boombox walking. Dude, what we all do is absurd. Okay?
It is. Well, in any way, I mean, you can extend that even to like, okay, is the 10th guy on the bench making more than the janitor at McNeese States makes? Does that make sense? Is that a true meritocracy?
Right.
No. It's all, you're criticizing your own industry when you criticize
that. You're criticizing capitalism. Like, no, teachers should get paid more. You know why they don't? It's not on TV. Nobody wants to watch. They watch this kid. People have eyes on him. It's compelling. He's prominently displayed in a spot where these companies can see their branding and their product placement, their signage.
Yeah.
So ultimately, Seth, I leave it to Pope Zaza. But I'm telling you right now, this is very close to pinning Cataldi for me right now. Very close.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
I think it's an idiotic take.
But it made me laugh, though, too.
I feel like Cataldi,
this is the problem. Cataldi was sitting on that take just waiting for the moment to unleash it forever. Forever.
Yeah.
Ever since the Chiefs won their first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I think that this was more just the coach there just playing up a role that he's kind of fallen
into. I'm just in charge of bringing in the talent. You're the booker here. Who gets the pin?
All right. Oh, I can't. I can't. No, okay. I can't do it.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Can he do it? Connor!
Caldy kicks out again, man. Kicks out again.
I want to throw in just like an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Is it because I've seen this in some of these anonymous quotes multiple times about various players at colleges where they'll criticize a guy like McMillan, that receiver from Arizona.
Yeah.
They said something like, well, they kissed his butt to keep him there so he wouldn't leave an NIL and honorable. They coddled him.
Yeah.
They had to kiss his ass to keep him there. The reason I have an issue with that is like, okay, that might be the case, but he did stay.
Yeah.
Where are you equally criticizing every single guy who leaves an NIL? Because it's just, that's the lay of the land right now.
Yep.
I feel like that's kind of that same just knee-jerk anti-NIL take.
Good honorable mention. If I find any audio of somebody specific saying that.
They're all anonymous
they're
scouts.
They're in the mix.
So there's
yeah.
There will be no audio.
Can't give a belt to an anonymous person. Those are the rules. All right. But Shedeur Sanders, his father Dion laid out the teams he would be okay with playing for. This is actually kind of big news in the draft realm. We'll have that for you coming up next.